Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Celtics tonight will begin what I think tonight marks is the beginning of the Jaylen Brown era. And that's even if Tatum comes back this year, even if he comes back in February or March or whenever it is he's targeting to come back here. Whenever it is, that means for the very least, at the minimum, you're getting 3+ months of the offense on a nightly basis running through Jaylen Brown. The locker room belonging to Jaylen Brown. And you wouldn't know this because I was surprised even to look this up. Jaylen Brown is the third oldest player on this team. Isn't that crazy? I remember when he was drafted. Like, you know, it's just, he's the third oldest player on this team. Boucher is 32. Derek White is 30. And Jaylen Brown is the third oldest player. He's 28. He's the third oldest player on the team. He's a veteran on the team. It's his team right now. For the first time in his NBA career, he's going to be given the opportunity to be the guy. And when I say the guy, I don't just necessarily mean the guy who's taking more of the shots. And the guy who, for the last couple of seasons anyway, has very publicly announced that he's been making big sacrifices. I remember that New York Times profile piece and several other instances where he went to normally national media, sometimes local, and talked about the sacrifices that he was making in order to facilitate, you would assume, and he didn't actually outright say this, but facilitate for Jason Tatum and run an offense where he's not the primary guy. He's a guy who's going to get his shots, obviously, and he's a guy who's going to get his points. Although last year, his field goal percentage and points per game both went down. Some other things went up, and we'll get to that as well. I want to talk a lot about Jaylen Brown here today because I'm very interested in what this season means for him on top of maybe any other story on the entire team. There's other things that I'm concerned about. I mean, I definitely want to know what the situation is in the front court. And I know it's modern basketball and what's a front court, but we saw what this team's identity was the last 2 years when they had 4 to 5 guys who were very, very good three-point shooters available to stretch the floor and available to pull bigs out of the paint. And that's not the case right now. It just isn't. And we'll go over what this roster looks like, this depth chart, who's going to be getting minutes, where they're going to be getting them, and what kind of matchups that could potentially lead to. Because I think for that, Joe Mazzulla is going to have to dig a little bit deeper than, you know, everybody gather around the three-point line, and we'll look for the 2-for-1, and we'll kick it out. And if we got an open three, we're going to take it. You're not going to be able to do that with Nemus Kata out there. You're not going to be able to do that with Xavier Tillman, some of these other guys either. Like, you have some non-shooters out there that are in the regular rotation now. All right? It's not just Luke Kornet anymore. I saw someone and I didn't see it until today, but Luke Kornet, the white taco, or the taco blanco, which I thought was funny. I think he's a little bit better than taco, obviously, but I thought that was a funny nickname. Anyway,
the best part is he describes wearing 7 on the Spurs is him wanting to be a third of what Tim Duncan was.
That's pretty good, and he never will be, but that's okay, because Luke Kornet was a guy who understood his role and understood what he was doing out there and what they expected from him and everything else. And I think that this year with this team, you have some guys in a pretty prominent roles in either the starting lineup or, you know, in the, just off the bench. And I think it's not totally clear who belongs where and who's going to play where. And I think there's going to be a lot of that that gets sort of decided over the first month or two of the season. And sometimes with a team like the Celtics, that can be kind of a dangerous, touchy thing, especially if things don't work out right away. But when I say Jaylen Brown's going to be the man, I don't necessarily just mean on this team. Like last year, Jason Tatum came in fourth in total jersey sales, right? Jaylen Brown came in 15th. If Jaylen Brown goes off this year, if he takes over the team and leads them to somewhere in the top three of the Eastern Conference, and he does it because he's having an MVP or at the very least a first to your second All-NBA team type of season, then you're going to be seeing that change. You might even see that swap. And that's not really Tatum's fault. I mean, he's out with an injury. He's not going to play this year. But you may see Jaylen Brown rocket up those charts. You may see him become not just the face of the Celtics franchise, but become a face of the league. He could become a face of the league this year. He has that kind of Q rating. He's the type of player and the type of person that people write long form think pieces about. You know, like he has that quality. He gets a reaction out of people in a way that Jason Tatum really doesn't. It's funny, like Jason Tatum's out, and the whole time he's been out, when you talk about what it's going to take to replace him and what Jaylen Brown, for example, is going to have to do in order to replicate Jason Tatum, and not replicate his game, but like replicate his output and what he does, people don't really know how to describe Jason Tatum. Like, Jason Tatum is a tremendous rebounder. He's a tremendous passer. No one ever talks about that, what a great passer he is, and how he sees the floor and how he just kills you if you make the wrong move or lean on him the wrong way. He's such a prolific scorer and can do it on the inside and the outside, all these different things. I feel like people aren't quite grasping what a team that had Jason Tatum and now doesn't have him anymore is losing. Does that make sense? I feel like people are taking Jason Tatum for granted and that they're going to realize that they've been doing it this season, no matter what Jaylen Brown does. Now, I think Jaylen Brown can take a big leap this year, and I think that he will. I think he's going to accept that role. I think he's ready for it. I liked how Wick described that there, is that he's both ripped physically and he's ripped mentally. That's what I'm going to tell Ted Johnson next time when he's like flexing on me. I'll be, you may be ripped mentally, Ted, or physically, Ted, but I'm ripped mentally. So what do you think about that? Being ripped mentally sounds like a way to describe having smoked too much pot. Oh, man, I am mentally ripped right now. I know that's not what Wick meant, but that is what that sounds like.
Mentally and physically, like ripped.
Mentally ripped. Gotcha. I'm picking up what you're putting down there, Wick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Which, by the way, did he say this morning that Wick's going to stick around for 5 more years?
I think they said that they wanted him to.
They want him to stay.
I don't know if he specifically said he will.
Okay. Anyone else feel a little uncomfortable with that? Not that I didn't want to hear from him. I'd love to hear from anybody in ownership. I don't think the Chisholms are going to be coming on talking on the radio like that. And you know that Wick is. And maybe that's going to be his job. Maybe he's going to be the front-facing, you know, Sam Kennedy type of role here for the Celtics. And it's interesting. Like, there's a guy I know. I don't know him really well, but there's this guy I know who opened the bar. And he sold the bar to this big company. But he really missed, like, Friday nights and being at the bar. So even though he sold the thing, he said, as a concession of the sale, he said, I want to still work Friday nights, and I want to still bartend on Friday nights, even though you guys, I'm selling to you, and I'm making all this money from the sale. I still want to come in on Friday nights and just, you know, hang out and, you know, be with my friends and, you know, sling drinks and all that. And he just wanted to. He just wanted to keep doing that, even though he certainly didn't have to. And that seems like what Wick's doing, doesn't it? Like, Wick sold the bar, but he still wants to bartend on Friday nights. Like, that's kind of what he's doing here. And I don't really mind. If the Chisholms don't mind, I certainly don't mind. I do wonder if and when something comes up or he says something. I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's not their guy. I don't know if they have a guy that they are grooming potentially to be the next Wick Grospek, the governor or whatever, like in the future at some point. Doesn't seem like they're in any rush to replace him, and it doesn't seem like he's in any rush to give up the lifestyle of being the guy with the Celtics. So I don't expect anything to change there, and I thought it was nice hearing from him today. At the very least, he's a guy on the inside. He's still on the inside, and he gives you a pretty honest and, I think, clear assessment of what's going on. You know, they talked pretty openly today about the aprons and all that stuff. And I think that, you know, as a Celtics fan and as a fan of the NBA right now, you may not be happy about this. I'm certainly not. I think that last night, the opener last night, was really lackluster. Maybe it's because it's Oklahoma City, and who the hell cares about Oklahoma City? But I don't know. No LeBron, even if he was playing, is at the end of his career. You know, I just don't feel like there's the same kind of hype this year. I don't feel like there's that same kind of hype and excitement about, not just for the Celtics, but across the NBA. No one's really all that jazzed up about the Thunder. The Western Conference has much better teams than the East. I heard Mannix today saying that, you know, the 8 or 9 team in the West could maybe win the East this year, which I don't totally disagree with. I think maybe the 8th or 9th is pushing it a little bit. You know, there's still some good teams in the East. I wouldn't say there's any great ones. But I don't think the teams at the bottom of the West are great either. So we'll see. We can discuss that a little bit later on, too. But I just thought in general, you know, this is the product of having too much parity. If there's not one big bad team that everyone's trying to knock off, and also that team trying to become a dynasty while all these other teams take swings at them, the Celtics were almost there. The Celtics had a chance to be that. I thought they were going to be that. And everybody thought they were going to be that. You have your two stars in place. You put this great roster around them. Here they go for their chance to repeat, and look what happens. They get to that round against the Knicks, as I just played for you, and they blow it. They blew it. Jaylen Brown, his two biggest issues are free throws and turnovers. And also turnover to assist ratio, I'd say, if you want to piggyback that on as well. Last year he shot 76% from the free throw line, which sucks, but it's basically tied for the best he's ever done. And last year, his assist totals went up considerably. I think he almost doubled them up to 4.5. The turnovers are still a problem. If the offense is running through him, that's something he's got to get out of his game, or at the very least, he's got to continue to evolve as a passer and a playmaker. And I know that's one of the sacrifices that he talked about, but if you're the guy, you're going to be getting extra attention. You're going to be getting a lot of extra attention on this team, where the main kickout, you know, the main safety valve is going to be Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, Anthony Simmons, guys who aren't, you know, players that can't create their own shot and create their own offense, but they don't do it the way Jason Tatum did, that's for sure. So I'm interested in seeing how that works. Jaylen Brown has talked a lot about sacrificing things over the years, and let's see what he was really holding back, or was that just, you know, pride talking? Because he knew Tatum was the man and he was the sidekick, and he wanted to remind everybody, yeah, this may be the way it's going, but I'm still the man, all right? You know, you look back at who was the MVP of those two series, Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. It wasn't Jason Tatum. It was Jaylen Brown. And so you want to talk about sacrifices that got made. You want to talk about alternative ways that this could have gone. Now you get the chance. Here's your timeline, okay? This is your timeline, Jaylen Brown. It starts tonight. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see what this is like for him, most importantly. And there's some other things that I'm excited to see, too. But I feel like Jaylen Brown's going to have to be all those things. It's going to have to be all those things, because the rest of the starting five right now is projected to be Derek White, Simmons, Sam Hauser at the 4, and Nemus Keita at the 5. The 4 4/5 position right now is kind of scary on this team. Your two bigs are Kata and Luke Garza, who was buried in Minnesota for a bunch of years and never got to play because of Naz Reid and Julius Randle and Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, all these other bigs that they have there. He was buried, and he didn't really get much playing time. And when he did, he wasn't really doing all that much. I think that, you know, we'll see what happens there. Chris Boucher is a solid stretch forward, but he's big and he's light. And then there's Xavier Tillman, who's like 6'7". Okay? Like, those are your bigs. It's going to be a very different look than it was with Porzingis and Horford and Cornette out there. Very, very different. And, you know, I think the guard rotation's fine. I love White, Simmons, and Pritchard as the three guards there. I think that's going to work out great. With Bailey Shireman or maybe the kid Hugo for depth, that would work out fine. I don't love the rotation at the three behind Jalen. It's Hauser, Josh Minot, who was great in the preseason. Jordan Walsh, you know, like, I'm not sure I feel great about those guys when Brown has to take a seat. But I'm very curious what Joe Mazzulla's plan is this year, and that's what I want to talk about with Greeny in particular. What's Joe Mazzulla going to do with a team that doesn't operate the way, because it doesn't have the personnel to operate the way that the teams of the last 2 years did? I'm very interested in seeing and hearing what his take is on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.